on the 1 yard line with their backs against the wall.
This ain't a game to me. If you think it's a game, get the fuck off of this bus.
Hello, everybody. Welcome one, welcome all, and welcome back to the Believe in Iowa State podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Carter.
And I'm your host, Cody Van Seel.
Cody, today, for some people, this is sort of like the unofficial launch to NCAA 26. I know later on my console, I'm going to download that and play that. Do you have any plans of getting that?
I will see. I mean, if I don't, then I mean, I know a few buddies who may have the game itself. I don't really have a console, but if I do, I may. We'll just have to see. But I'm more interested in to see like the different gameplays and just seeing what the Iowa State community does, because there are a lot of things that I think Iowa State fans are really going to take when it comes to college football 26. I mean, obviously coming off a historic year, why not run it back? Why not turn Iowa State into a dynasty that's on the level of Nick Saban's Alabama?
And that's the beauty about that game. You can turn Iowa State into a dynasty. Obviously, today is going to have Iowa State infused in it, of course, because, of course, we're the Believe in Iowa State podcast. But today is going to be a lot more Big 12 centric today. Since we are on the eve of Big 12 Media Days, the Big 12 preseason offensive and defensive teams have been announced. I retweeted these from the Big 12 page on Twitter, and let's talk about that. As I share my screen, we're going to get into that. And one second. Sorry. That is not that. One second. But, you know, as we jump onto that, were you able to get a sneak peek of it? And, like, what were your thoughts? Yeah, let's take a look at the offensive team. We're going to go down by position by position. So, this is the preseason offensive All-Big 12 team. So, we have Sam Levitt from Arizona State, Bryson Washington from Baylor, Jaheim White from West Virginia, Will Swanson from K-State, Eric McAllister from TCU, Chase Roberts from BYU, Jordan Tyson from Arizona State, Joe Royer from Cincinnati, Ben Coleman from Arizona State, Spencer Fano from Utah, Bryce Foster from KU, Caleb Lemieux from Utah, Jordan Seaton from Colorado, Will Farron from BYU, and then Josh Cameron to wind it out at punt return slash kick returner. What are your thoughts?
I think the skill positions make a lot of sense. I'm okay with the skill positions. Sam Levitt, I mean, there is a debate you could have between Sam Levitt and Rocco Beck, but I think more people are high on Sam Levitt, and given that he's going to become a sophomore, and I think I can understand why Sam Levitt did get the nod over Rocco Beck. I personally would swap Rocco Beck in for Sam Levitt. But, I mean, again, you're dealing with, like, the uncertainty of not having your, like, two best wide receivers. So I can understand where they're coming from. Bryce Washington, yeah, definitely running back that needs to be on this offense, like, preseason offensive all Big 12 team, because he was a very bright spot for that Baylor team. Especially in that second half of the year, where after they were 2-4, and people were calling for Dave Aranda's job, Bryson Washington was one of those guys that got Baylor into an 8-4 year. And I mean, I played fantasy college football, and I had Bryson Washington, and he got me points more often than not. Very nice to see him there. Jaheim White is a very interesting, like, it's a very solid number two, I'd say. Will Swanson, is that for the fullback spot?
Yeah, for fullback, H-back spot.
That's fair, yeah. I mean, there isn't too many fullbacks in today's game, so it's very slim pickings. So, let's take a look at that. Eric McAllister, Chase Robinson, Jordan Tyson at the wide receiver positions. I do like that. Obviously, Yeah. I think with Iowa State's wide receiving core, we'll just have to see how they adapt to Big 12 play, obviously, because they're transferring in. So you understand why they aren't on this list. And
of course.
We see what Jordan Tyson and Chase Roberts have done for their respective teams. So I do like that option. Tight end, nothing too much to complain about. I mean, Jarrell was a solid piece. Cincinnati didn't have a particularly great year, but he was a bright spot. The offensive line, I thought we were going to get at least one Iowa State guy. I was very surprised.
Yeah, I figured there'd be one Iowa State guy in the offensive line at least. But, hey, look, this could be just a time where, like, hey, they definitely feel slighted on the offensive side of the ball. I also just think offensively, when you look at Iowa State, a lot of the talent that they have is unproven. We have we have some guys coming back, but also, you know, a lot of the talent is unproven. So, I mean, it's going to be a great, great opportunity for our offense to, you know, come together and just, you know, work in the dark and be really, really good. So that's a, you know, whatever slight you can take, whatever motivation you need, there it is. Right now, we're going to look at the defensive side. Wow. All right, so we start off at D-line, David Bailey, and then probably Cody Mee and Eric's favorite player. I don't even know how old this dude is. Dante Corleone, the Godfather.
Yes.
I still can't believe it's in the league.
I love that line so much. That's so great. I love that. That's hilarious. I'm here for it. Dude, you just know the next... When we go play Cincinnati, we might have a drinking game to how many times the commentator says, Dante Corleone, the Godfather. There's just going to be a drinking like prompt specifically for that.
Please let Eric Collins be our announcer for that game.
I would have me and my buddies, oh my god, we just need to just like have a drinking game just specifically for that.
That's great. We have CJ Fight out of Arizona State, Lee Hunter, Big Citrus, Dom Orange. For linebackers, we have Jacob Rodriguez from Texas Tech, Austin Romaine from K-State, and Keaton Thomas out of Baylor. For DBs, we have Xavier Alford from Arizona State, Bud Clark, TCU, Jeremiah Cooper from Iowa State, DJ McKinney from Colorado, Jontus Williams from Iowa State, and then Palmer Williams at the punter position. Now, what are your thoughts on this?
I like this. Like, I like the deep. I'm liking this defense as well. It's a solid pick. Watching all these different defenses throughout the year, yeah, Texas Tech like had a really good. Like, they had a solid defense, and that defensive line was one of the like better ones in the conference. Obviously, Dom Orange definitely like had a. He had his moments, I'd say, and like with his presence, I do like that. I think the one thing we've said before, we need to see more out of the defensive line. And obviously, having a fully healthy Dom Orange would be very, very helpful. A linebacking core, not surprised to see here. And then the DBs, Jeremiah Cooper might be a very controversial one because he didn't have exactly the best year last year like he did compared to his sophomore year. So we're hoping to maybe see Jeremiah Cooper go back to his sophomore year form with this play. And then Jontez Williams.
No, go ahead, and then I'll save my thoughts.
Yeah,
sorry.
Jontez Williams was such a great, like, he was a dog on defense. I mean, he had that stretch where, like, he just got a pick in, like, what was it, four straight games in something like that?
Yep.
So, Jontez Williams is definitely going to be a massive key piece to the defensive back room, and it's going to be nice to slot in, obviously, with the losses of the likes of Malik Verdon, Miles Purchase, and Bo Freeler. Jontez is going to be, like, probably the guy when it comes to that secondary.
Definitely. I think is going to be how that battle at the second cornerback position, which I don't think we'll know probably until the week of of the game time when at least the depth chart for the first game comes out. But like, man, what an exciting time defensively. I think they have a chance to be really, really good. I just think, you know, like we said, the key is going to be the D-line and see if some of this young talent that we have up front is going to be able to merge, and maybe some of the transfer guys that we got, the guy from Yale and then the Tulsa guy. His name is not coming to my mind right now. You know, that's going to be the thing. So with that, obviously, I am going to be making sure I'm going to make sure I tune in tomorrow and Wednesday on the Big 12 site, just so we can be at least prepped when we talk to Jake Brand. And I'm really, really excited to see what he has to say about Iowa State. But also, here we are. It's going to be held at the Star in Frisco, Texas. If you guys didn't know the Star, that's where the Cowboys facility is at. But here's a breakdown of who is going to be there tomorrow on July 8th and then on Wednesday, July 9th. Here's a breakdown of all the teams that will be there. Yeah. And I retweeted a few things from Heartland College Sports. Right now, we're going to take a look at the Circus Sports win total. So we're going to take a look at this. We looked at this at least not too long ago, actually. I believe we did this about a month ago when we did our win total series of podcasts. But here are updated Big 12 win totals. And they asked, what's your best bet? So here are some of the bets right here from Circus Sports. We have Arizona State at 8.5, Kansas State at 8.5, Texas Tech at 8.5, Baylor, Iowa State, and Utah at 7.5, Kansas at 7, BYU and Houston at 6, and TCU at 6.5, Cincinnati and Colorado at 6, Arizona, Oklahoma State and UCF at 5.5, and West Virginia at 5. So what we're going to do here is, what two teams do you think will be under their win total, and what two teams do you think will be above their win total?
Okay, for me, the first team that I think of that's going to probably be under their win total, I'm going to have to go with... I think I'm going to have to go with Houston. I think I'm going to go with Houston. I think they'll get the 6 wins. I think they'll be 6-6. It'll be a better year for Willie Fritz, but I still think Houston has a lot to prove that they want to get over that 6.5. And then the second team that's going to be under... let me go take a look. It might be Kansas State. I think those are the two teams that I'm looking at that could be under their win totals. Let me just make sure. I'm going to take a look at Kansas State's football schedule just to see where they would be at.
They have a pretty tough one this year. They got to go to Utah, start off with us.
Then they got Texas Tech, and then Baylor, and then at Baylor.
Yeah.
At Baylor. I think that at Baylor is going to be – that's going to probably be like – does it, but that Texas Tech game is going to be the big key because it is at Bill Snyder Family Stadium, but Texas Tech is who I think Texas Tech is going to be. Kansas State's going to end up at 8-4.
Okay. That actually makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so for me to be above their win total, I think Iowa State's going to be above 7.5 wins. I've said it that we're probably going to win in between somewhere between 9 and 10 games this year, or I'll say 8 and 10 games this year.
Yeah.
And also, it's going to be unpopular, everybody, but I think I'll say, give me Utah. I think Utah is going to be above their 7.5 win total. I think Utah will rebound and be like 9-3. I will say below. I'll say Houston, and Houston is only going to barely do it. I think Houston's like 6-6. And then I'm going to take Texas Tech to be below 8.5. I just feel like Texas Tech, even with all the money spent, I just feel that they're going to go 8-4, because I just think even with all the stuff that you have and you don't really upgrade your quarterback position, I feel like that could be trouble. We know the ups and downs that Baron Moore can have. So those are my squads right there. And you know, obviously any of this could change, and you know, we don't really have a Big 12 poll to, you know, off of and give our thoughts on, but like, what would be your like top five teams right now in the league if there was one?
Okay, so I'd go Texas Tech, Kansas mm-hmm. State, Baylor, Arizona State, and Utah.
Okay.
That would be the top five. I think Iowa State and Kansas will be right there. They'll be right there, like right behind. They'll just be like a step down, but they'll be right like in the, like they'll be right there, just right below, ready to take up a spot. Say like somebody in the top five slips up.
Yeah, my top five would be Arizona State, Kansas State, Texas Tech, Baylor, and then I will say Utah. Obviously, they're going to put Iowa State right below Utah. But obviously, I this is just preseason. Although I do think Iowa State will be one of the top five teams at the end.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, before we get to our last topic and also talk about our sponsor, MyBookie, this is our public service announcement that we'd like to do just about in the middle of the podcast. Please, everybody, just, you know, if you like this show, if you like our content, please like and subscribe. You know, maybe you watch on Podbean, maybe you listen through Podbean, maybe you listen through Spotify, maybe you listen through Apple's podcast, maybe you listen through iHeartRadio. Just wherever you are at, please go down to the review button, or please leave like a friendly comment or rate us 5 stars. We just want to be included in the algorithm of these podcasts, so we can be higher up in your listening preferences. So just please like and subscribe. Thank you very much. All right, back to regularly scheduled programming. All right, and there was one other thing that I wanted to talk about that I saw a few days ago, Cody. I am gonna go back, and we are going to take a look at, yes, Kelly Ford. He came up with the ticket most valuable, most in season ticket value for 2025. So this list right here was interesting to me. The Kelly Ford analytics page. I probably could have just hold on. Let me see if I can give that a look, because I believe that's on the actual page. 1 second. Sorry, guys, this is bad TV.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I think. Are you trying to find the original tweet?
Yes. Are you have it?
Yeah, I found it.
Okay.
Found
it. Here, I'll let you share.
Yep. So this came out June. Yeah. So June 30th. So this says here, which fan base has the most valuable season ticket package 2025? Preseason power ratings, version 1 from Kelly Ford. He's defined it as Iowa State. So in the fine print, it reads greatest average watchability score and competitiveness, so the way to score projected quality of the teams that they face and how competitive they will be at home. So Iowa State ranks number one, standalone 8.05. A few teams that follow them are behind them are Oklahoma, Notre Dame, South Carolina, and Oregon, Within the Big 12, the next team would be Baylor, followed by TCU. And then it would be Arizona State, Kansas State, and that's all the Big 12 teams. And I mean, they're ahead of teams that you think have like a higher home like things, home like a watchability, like the likes of Georgia, Ohio State, Alabama, Florida, let's say Texas, Penn State. And I think this just comes down to the home schedule, because Iowa State, if I'm not mistaken, they have a pretty, like, let me go back there, look at their home schedule, but they do have a, like, on paper, should have a pretty competitive and entertaining home schedule. You talk, yeah, I mean, first off, you talk about the Cy-Hawk game coming back to Ames, and Iowa State Hope looking to win in their home stadium for the first time since that triple overtime thriller in, what was it, 2011?
In 2011, yeah.
Yeah.
Then when you got that game, you have the Big 10, Big 12 home opener against Arizona. You have you have BYU for homecoming, and then you have Arizona State in back-to-back weeks. You have Kansas, which was the last game we played against them at home was interesting. So it's a very, very fun schedule. So it makes sense.
I just think that that sets up pretty well and for a competitive home schedule. And the Big 12 last year was very entertaining, partly because of the amount of chaos that happened in, like, with, like, the last, like in the last, like, month or so when Kansas just went on that crazy run of just causing chaos. But the Big 12 has proven to be, like, very entertaining. I mean, a lot of fans that, like, really were, like, looking for entertaining football, you got into the Big 12 because you, every week you didn't know who was going to get the upset, who was going to blow out whom, and what was going to be a close game. And, I mean, Iowa State had a few of those at home. I mean, you talk about that UCF game, the Texas Tech game, the Kansas State game, for that matter. Those are three home games that were very entertaining for different for different reasons. I mean, they all came down to the wire, essentially.
Yeah, so, I mean, you have it's interesting because you figure that they would lose a home game for this Ireland game, but they didn't. They actually gained a home game, and K-State is the one that ended up losing out on a home game. So, hey, I mean, good for us.
Well, that makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense considering that we hosted Kansas State last year.
Right.
And that benefits us, I guess.
It sure does. You don't hear me complaining. All right. So we are going to end our show like we always do with giving a look at to our sponsor, MyBookie.
Yep. MyBookie continues to be a great sponsor to us, and some of the big things that are going on right now are definitely MLB. You've also got Wimbledon for for tennis fans, and then you've got the FIFA Club World Cup coming down to the semifinals. You're into soccer or football, and also combat sports, because always boxing's always going year round. UFC as well. So right now we're taking a look at some of the MMA props. We've got some UFC Fight Night going on. I would have to do some like research when it comes to these fighters, but these are just some of the things that you could take a look at my bookie. It's very diverse. Like, you're hitting a lot of sports that, and some of these, like, you may have not seen. I mean, we even talked about that they had the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest
off yes.
the July weekend.
I believe the over-under was like 70, 71 and a half hot dogs, and he 71.
Yeah. It's he just missed the prop, but that's just the fun of my book, because, like, you don't know exactly, like, what bets are going on.
Definitely. Yep. And right now, we are looking at the World Cup, the FIFA World Cup winners. These are the matchups we have.
Yeah, so the Club World Cup winners, you have the Champions League winners, Paris Saint-Germain at +135. You have the perennial winners in Real Madrid with Kylian Mbappe, who are looking for the first title, first trophy this year. They have gone trophyless thus far, whether it's in La Liga, the Copa del Rey, the Champions League, and whatnot. Chelsea, Cole Palmer has been like a bright spot for Chelsea, and they're looking for a trophy. And then Fluminense, FC RJ from Brazil, they are overwhelmingly overwhelming underdog, but Brazil has gone really far in this tournament, and it's been very fun to watch. So they are plus 1,200. So if you're feeling ballsy and you really think Brazil is going to take it home, the Club World Cup home, hammer that plus 1,200. I think that could be very solid. I think they can find a way to upset Chelsea to go to the final, and then if they catch Paris Saint-Germain or Real Madrid on the wrong day, they win the whole thing.
Definitely. And we're going to take a look at the bonuses. Here are some welcome bonuses. If you when you sign up, click the Join Now button. Make sure to mention the Believe in Iowa State podcast. Put in the promo code MM50. And here are some of the welcome bonuses you can have. We have a 100% crypto sports welcome bonus, initial deposit only. A 50% welcome bonus with an initial deposit. And up to $200 cash bonus. 50% casino bonus up to $150. And here's just customer bonuses that there are offered. 55% sports crypto reload, 35% sports reload, 8% horse rebate, and a 200% referral bonus. Lots of promos are available right now on MyBookie. And with MyBookie, if you know ball, go and make money. All right, guys. And that will conclude tonight's show on the Believe in Iowa State podcast. A few shameless plugs before we go. Cody, you know how we always say we are top 15 sports podcasts in the state of Iowa, nominated by FeedSpot? Well, I learned yesterday that we are also a top 50 sports listened to podcast, overall podcast in the state of Iowa. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, a testament to yours and mine's hard work, bro. Let's keep it up and keep cranking out this content. Mm-hmm. Our hard work has not been gone unnoticed. So thank you, state of Iowa listeners and everybody else who listens to the Believe in Iowa State podcast. All right. And now you can find Cody on Twitter at Matt Campbell Impersonator. Cody, what are you talking about these days?
Oh, I just mostly talking about, obviously 4th of July was around, so I had some fun with that. And then talking about the Minnesota Lynx here and there. Obviously, they're looking to continue being one of the top teams in the WNBA. And we're hoping that they get back to the WNBA finals and win the trophy and whatnot. And I just saw the Slam University, Nafisa Collier, and that thing sold pretty well. I think, yeah, they had a really good day. That was a really good day for Minnesota Lynx fans.
There we go. Follow me on social media at SideTieGuy. Not really talking about much, but if you talk to me, come talk to me on Twitter. I'll come talk to you. We have some programming, updates. Make sure that you do not want to miss Thursday night's show. We will have Cyclone Fanatics Jake Brent joining us, talking about everything that was in from Big 12 Media Days from Tuesday and Wednesday. So you do not want to miss that show, so make sure to join us at 6 p.m. sharp. Lastly, make sure to follow us on social media, Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram. So for Tyler Carter
and for Cody Van Steele,
this is the Believe in Iowa State podcast. Roll clones, baby.
Go Cyclones.